Eat stress-free this spring with Factor's delicious, ready-to-eat meals. Every fresh, never-frozen meal is chef-crafted, dietitian-approved, and ready to eat in just 2 minutes. Choose from a weekly menu of 35 options, including popular dishes like Calorie Smart, Keto, Protein Plus, or Vegan and Veggie. Also, discover more than 60 add-ons every week like breakfast, on-the-go lunch, snacks and beverages to help you stay fueled and feel good all day long. What are you waiting for? Get started today and fuel up for your springtime goals. Head to factormeals.com/5minute50 and use code 5minute50 to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next box. That's code 5minute50 at factormeals.com/5minute50 to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next box. Coming up on 5 Minute News. Supreme Court limits curbs of power plant emissions. Conservative court ends Trump-era asylum policy. And California approves legislation to reduce single-use plastics. It's Friday, July 1. I'm Anthony Davis. In a blow to the fight against the climate crisis, the Supreme Court on Thursday limited how the nation's main anti-air pollution law can be used to reduce carbon dioxide emissions from power plants. By a 6-3 vote with conservatives in the majority, the court said the Clean Air Act does not give the Environmental Protection Agency broad authority to regulate greenhouse gas emissions from power plants that contribute to global warming. The decision, said environmental advocates and dissenting liberal justices, was a major step in the wrong direction. A gut punch, one prominent meteorologist said, at a time of increasing environmental damage attributable to climate change, amid dire warnings about the future. The court's ruling could complicate the administration's plans to combat climate change. Its detailed proposal to regulate power plant emissions is expected by the end of the year. In a dissent, Justice Eleanor Kagan wrote that the decision strips the EPA of the power Congress gave it to respond to the most pressing environmental challenge of our time. The Supreme Court on Thursday said the Biden administration can scrap a Trump-era immigration policy to make asylum seekers wait in Mexico for hearings in U.S. immigration courts, a victory for a White House that is still trying to address the growing number of people seeking refuge at America's southern border. The ruling will have little immediate impact because the policy has been seldom applied under President Joe Biden, who reinstated it under a court order in December. It was his predecessor, Donald Trump, who launched the Remain in Mexico policy and fully embraced it. Two conservative justices joined their three liberal colleagues in siding with the White House. Under Trump, the program enrolled about 70,000 people after it was launched in 2019. Biden suspended the policy, formerly known as Migrant Protection Protocols, on his first day in office in January 2021. But lower courts ordered it reinstated in response to a lawsuit from Republican-led Texas and Missouri. Dynamics at the border have changed considerably since Remain in Mexico was a centerpiece of Trump's border policies. In May, a federal judge in Louisiana prevented the Biden administration from halting Title 42 in a case that may ultimately reach the Supreme Court. The heart of the legal fight in the immigration case was about whether U.S. immigration authorities, with far less detention capacity than needed, had to send people to Mexico, or whether those authorities had the discretion under federal law to release asylum seekers into the United States while they awaited their hearings. The Department of Homeland Security said it welcomed the ruling and that it will continue efforts to terminate the program as soon as legally permissible. It added in a statement that it continues to enforce Title 42 and our immigration laws at the border and administer consequences for those who enter unlawfully. Companies selling shampoo, food, and other products wrapped in plastic have a decade to cut down on their use of the polluting material if they want their wares on California store shelves. Major legislation passed and signed by Governor Gavin Newsom on Thursday aims to significantly reduce single-use plastic packaging in the state and drastically boost recycling rates for what remains. It sets the nation's most stringent requirements for the use of plastic packaging, with lawmakers saying they hope it sets a precedent for other states to follow. Under the bill, plastic producers would have to reduce plastics in single-use products 10% by 2027, increasing to 25% by 2032. That reduction in plastic packaging can be met through a combination of reducing package sizing, switching to a different material, or making the product easily reusable or refillable. Most plastic products in the United States are not recycled, with millions of tons ending up in landfill and the world's oceans. It harms wildlife and shows up in drinking water in the form of microplastics. Marine animals that live off the Pacific coast, from crabs to whales, are ingesting plastics that make their way into the ocean. You can subscribe to 5-Minute News on YouTube with your preferred podcast app. Ask your smart speaker or enable 5-Minute News as your Amazon Alexa flash briefing skill. Subscribe, rate, and review online at 5minute.news. 5-Minute News is an evergreen podcast covering politics, inequality, health, and climate, delivering independent, unbiased, and essential world news daily.
I'm Ken Harbaugh, host of Warriors in Their Own Words, a podcast that presents the unvarnished, unsanitized truth of what we have asked of those who defend this nation. As a country, we need these stories more than ever. Stories from Americans who have borne the battle, including 30-year-old remastered interviews with veterans from World War I recounting their time in the trenches of Europe, and with veterans from World War II, Korea, Vietnam, and from our most recent conflicts in Iraq, Afghanistan, and other battlefields Americans may never have heard of. Hear their stories by listening to Warriors in Their Own Words wherever you find podcasts.